I'm Olivia Landis, joined by SNY's Janae Coakley, the New York Jets beat reporter. Janae, you've been watching this team for a few years now. How do you think they're really going to adjust to this West Coast offense?
I actually really like this offense. I think this offense fits them a little better than last year's offense. I think Morton came in here and made it a little faster, a little quicker, throw the ball, run the ball, and I think they have all the tools to do that. And I think you're going to see a lot more uses of the tight ends, which I think will help these, whoever becomes a starting quarterback. So I really enjoy this offense, and I think it fits them better than the offense from last year.
And speaking of tight ends, you have players like Austin Seferian Jenkins, who's seen his rise to a leader. How have you seen him progress year to year?
I think this will be Austin Seferian Jenkins' breakout year. I think the Jets are going to need him. They're going to need that big tight end. They're going to need that position to really step up. And this is his year to do that. He's lost weight. He's came back in better shape than I've ever seen him before. He's lost some weight. He just seems better. He seems in a better place. He seems to really be loving football and understanding his role. And I think that's exactly what this Jets team needs.
And looking at the quarterback situation, you've got a vet in Josh McCown, and then you've got Petty and Hackenberg. How can Hackenberg and Petty learn from a guy like McCown who's been in the league for years?
I think Josh is the perfect fit for Petty and Hackenberg because, like you said, he's been in this league for a very long time. He understands the role. He understands that, you know what, any given chance, it could be your opportunity. You have to just take what you have. You have to learn how to be a good quarterback, how to be a good leader, understand an offense that McCown's been in before. So I think it's exactly what these young guys need to be the leaders that they could be.
And looking at the rookie situation, you've got stars that have stood out, Jamal Adams, Marcus May. Is that something that's been seen in the Jets' past, or is that kind of new this year to the team?
Well, it's funny because this is my eighth season covering the Jets. Before that, I was covering the NFL. I've been covering the Indianapolis Colts for 4 years. So, you know, I've seen a lot in my longevity of being an NFL reporter. I've never seen two guys in the safety position like Jamal and like Marcus May. It's like they've never been rookies. It's like they're like old veterans out there. Just their communication, the way they talk, the way their players look, the older guys look up to these younger guys. It's weird to see. So I'm really excited for them. They're humbled but yet very confident. They're fun yet they're serious. Like, it's just going to be really neat to see how these two these two young guys together can do for this team.
Yeah. And one last question for you, Janae. The Jets have brought in a whole new coaching staff. How do you think that's going to bring a new energy to the team? And what do you think Todd Bowles, what direction is he really trying to go in?
Well, it's funny. I think you said it, energy. Mm-hmm. This team, if you even talk to these guys, all about energy, all about up, you know, tempo, all about like getting there. Steve McClendon broke the team, you know, down the other day, halfway during practice. Get in here. Let's get this energy back because you want to play. You want to see the energy. You want to see the Johnny Morton, I don't know how he has a voice still because all he's doing is screaming and yelling. It's so much fun. Like, I like that energy. I like that passion. I like the fact that, you know what? Let's ignore everybody else. Let's ignore what everybody else is thinking. Let's just be us. Let's just have fun and let's just go out there with energy and let's just prove everybody wrong. And I like that attitude. You know, everybody's counting them out, but they're not counting themselves out.
Well, great. Thank you to SNY's Janae Coakley. I'm Olivia Landis.